FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Sharon Hosking of Vergelegen Estate. They won two categories in the Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards, both Architecture and Landscaping and the Sustainable Wine Tourism Practice Award. So Sharon, congratulations to you for the team and welcome to the show.
Hi Jenny, thank you so much.
You must be so proud.
We are ecstatic. I think, you know, just the competition in South Africa at the moment in wine and tourism is enormous. So to have won two categories is great.
Well, it's well deserved. I think the architecture and landscaping speaks for itself, from camphor trees that date back to more than 300 years to your beautiful heritage buildings. But what do you believe made Vergelegen the winner?
In the architecture and landscape, I think, you know, Vergelegen's got a rich heritage going back, as you've stated, 300 years. And it's just our focus has been on our cultural heritage throughout that and just taking Vergelegen and displaying it through those ages to what it is currently. Our camphor trees are always a hit.
Yes.
Those declared national monuments in 1942 are spectacular. And I don't know if you know, recently we were declared a provincial heritage site, so in 2019. And I think that just encompasses everything that we focus on protecting this most amazing estate going forward.
I do always get that feeling when I drive in. First of all, I feel the calm and tranquility when you see in every season that there's something beautiful on offer. But I really do feel that the people on Vergelegen consider themselves custodians of the history and what's happening on that day on the estate. I know the chefs particularly are passionate about sourcing most of the ingredients right there. And it's always exciting to see through their eyes what is coming in each season. So what else is being done in terms of sustainability?
As you will know, our Camphor's restaurant has twice won the Woolworths Sustainability Prize. So I think indicative of everything that we're trying to do on the property is to make it sustainable as much as possible. But out of the food industry, out of restaurants, we also, from our natural environment, we also have been declared a private nature reserve. So in 2018, which is the same protection as the Kruger National Park.
Wow.
It's really taking that whole environmental area away from the hospitality areas that most of our guests see and focusing on rehabilitating it into the natural fynbos. The farm is 100% water sustainable, so we don't need municipal water. We filter our own water. Everything that's done on this estate is to try and make itself sustainable. And I think that's the only way that you do take a property like this into the future as custodians.
Definitely. Well, you're certainly doing that right. And it's a great example to everybody. And I think these awards, that's what they're doing. They're highlighting the wine estates that are doing the right thing. And we have got a future, and it's been a really difficult year or two. But just in terms of resilience, what do you believe your team has done to keep yourselves animated and passionate during this time?
I think you hit the nail on the head right in the beginning. Any property like this, it's about the people. So with the dreadful 18 months that we've been going with, we've kept all our staff. We haven't retrenched any staff at all. And you know, restaurants haven't been operating, and most of the time we weren't allowed to sell wine. We just had fun, to be honest. We've had our chefs on site. We got involved in a rotary scheme to provide food for our local community. So we put out thousands of meals. The guys were in the kitchen doing different food, focusing on helping where we could over the last 18 months. And then we've had fun, Jenny.
Good.
Truth. We have got
great team building.
Once you've got over the horror of it all, you go, well, you're either going to go backwards or just have some fun. We've got a new environmental tour going. We have opened up an arboretum. We have got walks, you know, your local people were just wanting to get out and get out into nature. We had a 3.5-kilometer walk for people just to stroll around. We have got a new vegetable garden. We have got new ponds.
Wow.
I think
it's all happening.
Come visit. When last did you come visit?
Yes, before COVID. And I'm sure that your chefs have been doing some amazing experimental cookery in their quiet time. So it's going to be better than before, if that is possible. So, yes, I will be back. And I'd love to ask you before we sign off, what music or song do you believe depicts the essence of Vergelegen?
This was such an interesting question. So I didn't just put it on myself. I've asked the team at Vergelegen. I sent out a general mail this morning. And a little bit broader, it came back with powerful classics. Our number one is from the opera Rusalka. I don't know if you know it, Song to the Moon.
Oh, good.
And it comes from our Starlight Classics, you know, with Richard Cox. And that moon coming over the homestead, over the campers, on a beautiful evening.
I've closed my eyes. I can feel it. I can see it. That's perfect. Wonderful. Well, thank you for that inspiration. It was such fun chatting to you.
You're welcome, and take care.
That was Sharon Hosking of Vergelegen Wine Estate. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FML Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape. FML.